I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. First order of business is to approve the minutes from the last two meetings.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know, they're voluminous. Took me all morning to read them. We'll do February 3rd first. Any changes or corrections to the February 3rd minutes? Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion.
Sue makes a motion to approve in a second.
I'll second it.
Katrina seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, okay.
I abstained because I wasn't.
Okay, Bob's abstaining. Okay, then the minutes, February 8th.
You have to put Bob not there. Oh, yeah, I remember, I lied.
That's right.
I'm dumb.
She didn't do them.
I'm dumb.
She didn't do them.
You did?
I did them.
Okay.
I wouldn't make her.
I wasn't throwing you under the bus.
I didn't make her sit through the whole entire deliberative session for that.
What, this was seven. 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
You're just. Okay, the minutes for February 8th.
Yep.
How dare you?
I didn't bring my computer this time.
There's not, hold on.
I know.
Any changes or corrections to February 8th?
I make a motion to approve minutes.
Okay.
I want to make out with you right now.
Okay, Jody made the motion and Katrina seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're good. Okay, first order of business is the town report. I asked Donna to give us the close for last year. I didn't want to bother with this year because there's not much there. So this is the final report for last year. I don't know if she has any additional changes or corrections, but if she does, I'm sure they'll be very small. So,
you can snuggle, Tom.
Are there any questions about the expenditure or the revenue report for last year or comments?
Well, again, I'm just going to ask a question about the tax line again.
Okay, where you're on the first, where are you?
Yeah, on the revenue side.
Okay.
Remember I asked before about the tax down for the revenue on this report? Now, see it double there, but then she has it broken down on the sheet. But then my question again is that, how come we don't show, like, the property tax, which is probably the difference between the 1.59 and the 244
okay.
total?
He's asking.
You know, I was just trying to.
No, I'm trying to, okay, taxes, actual revenue, and the actual revenue, and the difference.
What do you mean, come on.
Which does not include property taxes.
Why isn't it in the report?
The Department of Revenue, or whatever, I believe, doesn't let them list that because taxes are raised to satisfy this in the school. It's not really considered, quote, revenue as far as, I believe, this is what I understand.
It's an expense.
As far as bookkeeping-wise, now you guys might know better who are bookkeepers or who have done bookkeeping.
Well, I get the matching up, because I was looking at mine just for, I'm assuming it's the municipal side. So you could get it like the first in June, we know how much money we're bringing in, right? Because we've already set the rate. They adjust the rate in December.
Right.
Based off of what your expenditures are. But why doesn't Everett show up on any report? That's all, I'm just curious.
Well, just, okay, we'll ask Donna. Yeah, why do we not have any line that shows?
So where's the encumbered? I don't see what's, I mean, there's 73,000, is that included what's encumbered?
That's, no, no, encumbered is on a different line.
Okay, where is our encumbered?
Encumbered is on the very last page.
Last page, so 41,000.
Okay.
More expenses for the Smith Memorial Building. But remember, we noticed that they didn't spend their whole budget last year. So this was, it's not additional money.
Yeah, we've already seen this, you know.
Right, I didn't know if it was listed here. That's why I was asking.
Yeah. She had that same page here last time. This is the exact same thing she gave us, I believe. I don't think there's been any changes.
So.
That's the one we got in January.
So.
So technically.
According to this, Sue, just make sure I'm correct here.
401.
We had.
Yeah.
$85,000 left over, and we're encumbering $41,000, so that gives us $44,000 to go back. Is that correct?
Where do you see the 88?
Sorry, say that again.
I'm missing the 88
somewhere. Okay, page 8. No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong line.
73,
right? I'm looking at the wrong line. I'm looking at the wrong line.
73 is just the difference between 16 and 17.
Right. That's just the difference of expenses.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong line.
Oh, 155, right?
78,000, not 85. 78,000.
Why the hell are you seeing that?
Page 8.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
The total operating budget.
Mm-hmm.
And the remaining balance, 78,000.
And we're encumbering 40.
41, so.
Right.
Don't we have to include the warrant articles as well, though?
Well, if we didn't spend it.
Yeah,
hold on. We didn't appropriate it.
We didn't appropriate it.
And we didn't spend it, so.
I'm with you. It's not in the budget or.
There's another 2,100 here.
Like the mosquito control, that was all tested. We didn't have to spray it all.
Right.
Okay.
So we had some money, left over.
Yeah, right.
But we still spent that 32, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't actually appropriate the money because it was a warrant article. So. So back to the question is, so am I correct that we're returning the
it was very
37,000 to the.
No, I've got it on my January thing. I'll tell you the truth. Let me see. I assume, but I'm not going to. I didn't even bring my copy from January. So we're returning. What did you say? You're returning.
Well.
Because we have to take the 41,603.
Off the 78? Is that what we're doing here? That'd be 37,000.
Yeah, because these warrant articles, whatever wasn't spent is gone.
Right.
They can't come back and get it now.
Right, they can't take it and then return it. Right.
Right. So, let's see, so let me just do the math. Actually, on my phone, we're probably
not.
Did you already do the math, Lynn? Is that what you're...
Well, I'm just looking at it. 78 minus 41 is 37.
There wasn't very much left. We got the cruiser.
Well, that's in the encumbered amount.
Right, but that was an extra 30,000.
That's listed on the encumbrances. Yeah. So that's part of the 41,000.
Yeah, there was not much left.
Was that part of half his car?
Huh?
Well,
that
there's
was the second.
There's
that was the second
yeah,
the, year.
Yeah, those
of the
are the two halves.
Right.
The
no,
two
it
halves.
Wasn't actually. We're a half year early.
Oh.
Yes.
We don't get the new.
We were supposed to have to wait till this year that we're in right now to get the other half of the cruiser. I know that's kind of a running joke with the committee, but we actually, instead of returning that $30,000,
yeah,
we bought it last year.
Perfect.
Would that make sense? That's
well, it had to be bought this year because otherwise it wouldn't have been encumbered.
I mean. Well,
in
2018,
it was
encumbered. We bought it with last year's money.
Yeah. It was purchased.
Yeah, that's why it'll be about $30,000 less than we thought.
So can you just verify for us what, you know, next meeting, exactly what was returned? Is it going to reduce the tax rate or is it going to go to the fund to replenish the fund?
No, it's not going to the fund that I know. I think it's going to reduce the tax rate. Because we already took from the fund to keep the taxes level this past year. So your taxes shouldn't have gone up, right?
Okay. I honestly
yeah, they
don't
did.
Remember.
But that's okay. I mean,
they did?
Mine did.
Mine did.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever stay the same or go down, do they? I can't
it
remember.
It should have been quite
death and taxes.
Right about
death
the
and taxes.
I thought it went up just a little
mine
bit.
Went up.
Yeah.
Might have been minute. Let me find out, so.
So you can just verify for us exactly what was returned. Then. It looks like that would be the amount.
I'm going to ask about that, though.
Okay, any other questions on the town report? The expenditures or the income?
Is this his cruiser? Is this the chief's? Because that one's...
Yes, the one that's encumbered.
Yeah.
But now we're a half a year ahead. Someday we might budget for a full cruiser, but I'm not sure.
This works, we're gonna do this and it works.
Do you need a new one every year?
No,
it really doesn't. Yeah, we buy a new one every year.
But we do it.
You do?
Yes, we do.
They get a lot of mileage.
I thought it was every 2 years.
Yeah, I know, that's why they do the half then.
No.
I think it is a half.
No, it's every year.
Well, then it doesn't.
Then it doesn't add up.
We budget for half.
Yep.
And then we encumber the other half. Okay, so in other words, say we budgeted for half a cruiser.
Yeah.
And then I'll take welfare. Welfare had $20,000 left.
So you got ahead on that.
So we took $20,000 out of welfare and encumbered it. Not necessarily welfare, I just mean.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know.
And encumbered it for the other half.
Yeah, yeah.
So that gives us a whole cruiser. And
you're only doing that at the end of the year when you know those other funds aren't going to be used.
That's right, because if we had spent our entire budget, we wouldn't have the money for the other half of the cruiser.
We'd have to wait until next year.
We'd have to wait.
Right.
Yes.
Did you see what Ware did? They had to borrow cruisers because their town put them down, and they only had one cruiser in the town of Ware. They were borrowing from Dunbarton, Goffstown. They had one working cruiser.
In Ware, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, New Boston. They were using New Boston, too.
Dunbarton's, Goffstown.
So every year we buy a new cruiser. We budget for half, and we use the other half from money that's left over from our other things that we didn't spend.
About money.
Yeah. Well, sort of, yes. Like it's laying on the, makes sense, laying on the floor.
I want it. Can I?
Yeah, it's just laying on. Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions on the town report? Okay. Let's go to school. We'll start with the school district, February 1st, the expenditure report.
Do you know who the sub is for the school?
What do you mean the
Stephanie
sub?
If I can't make it.
Well, there was an SAU meeting tonight, and that's why Stephanie couldn't make it. And so I believe that Kim Royer is the
sub.
But she's there, too.
But she's at the meeting.
Yeah.
So that it just coincides with an SAU meeting. So that's why nobody came. Because Stephanie emailed me that she wouldn't be able to make it. I should have mentioned that. I'm sorry. Okay, the school report. Any comments or questions?
Do we know what the services provided to students attending charter schools are?
We don't have a choice on that's like, you know, when they go to Founders, we have to pay the tuition to Founders. The school district has to.
For special ed or?
Nope, charter school. So if your kid wanted to go to Polaris, is another charter school. If your kid went there, the school district pays for your child to go to charter school.
Oh, so that's an option. So they're doing that without even the
bill.
The school choice.
School choice bill hasn't
that's
even
different,
gone through.
That's different. Charter schools are publicly funded, and so anybody can go. So I don't know if you know the new school choice that has gone down now. The likelihood, really, anybody, you can only have 1.5 times the federal income poverty rate in order to get funding for that school choice. So, and it's only like $3,900. If your school's 10 grand, the most people that are going to be able to use that are slim to none. Anyways, that's the new bill that's in the state.
But we pay for it anyway, so we really don't even need that bill. If Candy is paying for them.
No, that's for private. That's for private. This is charter. These are public.
Okay.
They're non-religious affiliated schools.
Okay. I didn't know they were paying for that. So you just have to transport them? Well, that's interesting. Do you know that?
You apply.
I didn't
usually
know
apply, and there's a pool, and they can only take a certain amount of percentage from each town. So I believe it's a 10% number that they can't take any more from a school district, a certain number because of funding.
Now, our contract with Pinkerton... We have a certain number that do not go to Pinkerton.
Right.
So are the kids going to charter schools? Are they included in there?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, that wouldn't be fair.
Most of the charter schools.
That doesn't mean it didn't happen.
That happens.
I mean, but our contract says that there's only a certain percentage that can go to other schools.
Charter would be included in that.
It must be, but I mean, I don't think there aren't. I only know of two public high schools that are charter in the state of New Hampshire, so I don't... There's the one in Seacoast, and there's another one up in Concord that does horses, so I don't know...
There's one in Nashua. There's one in Nashua.
Science and Technology, isn't that only till 8th? Is that all the way in high school?
I thought it was only high school.
Is this charter school expense for high school, or is it a middle school charter?
I have no idea.
No idea.
That I don't know.
You know what? What I'll do is I'll just email Stephanie. Well, it'll be in the minutes, but I'll email Stephanie so she'll understand what our questions are about the so she can clarify how it works with the charter schools, because I wasn't aware of any of that either.
That's confusing.
Yeah, it is.
They pay the public portion.
Okay.
They have to apply to get the money from the town?
No, you have to apply to Founders.
You have to apply to the school to be accepted.
You apply to the school, yeah. So, now like, they can only take 10% of Manchester kids. They can usually, there's a number that charter school can only accept a certain amount of kids from a certain sending district. But 10% is a huge number in Manchester if you have...
But it's three for us.
I was just going to say.
Right.
So, I mean, you can figure out your max expenditure pretty easily.
Right. Now, I believe it was 10%. It used to be anyways, but I don't know if that's
changed
at all.
When we were talking about high school funding, Karen Lessard said, you know, some students had applied for other schools but hadn't heard. Are those charter schools? I just assumed that it was private school. I mean, to me, that in my mind, I was thinking they applied.
Actually specifically talking about students at Trinity.
Right.
Yeah, so it was Trinity she was talking about? Yeah.
But I don't know if she was talking about other schools in addition to Trinity.
Okay.
So 16 can go from our school. 16 high school kids.
Can go to a charter school?
16 high school. Well, it's 158. 10% of that is 15.8. I assume they might.
Well, that was 10% for Manchester.
No, I believe it's from any sending district. I could be wrong. It used to be that number.
Let me find out.
Is it now 7? It used to be 10. Okay. She's going to look it up on her phone. It's pretty easy. She's saying 7.
I can't remember. That's just sticking out in my head that it was 7.
I know. No wonder.
Well, I'll have Stephanie explain the whole process to us instead of us kind of guessing. Okay, so wait, expenditure report, everybody's good with that?
Yep.
And then we have the income report, everybody's okay with that? All right, any other questions on the budget adjustments besides the charter school expenses? And ask how much they pay. Okay. All right, that's good with that. Okay. Now then we have the enrollments.
What is it?
Here's the Moore School enrollment. Two extra kids.
Say it went up.
Two kids. Hey, it's better than
going.
Yeah, we'll take them.
Went in kindergarten, right? Is that where it went?
Well, there's kindergarten went from
23 to 28.
Yeah.
Yeah,
25
to 25. No, or 28 to 25.
I'm in eighth grade.
No, 28 was the prior year.
Oh, that's 17. Thank you. So 23 to 25.
Good. We need them. Kindergarten's the best ones to get. They stick around.
Yeah,
maybe.
Eighth grade we have.
And then eighth grade we got an eighth grader.
Yeah.
And a kindergartner.
And I know we got a new second grade.
Yeah. So yeah, kindergarten's the best one.
I have two pregnant friends.
And that's going to be a while.
That's like a long time.
Thanks, Sue, but it's long-term planning.
It's Valentine's night. If we weren't here, we could try some more, but...
Maybe not us.
Not us.
Not
us.
Not in that category anymore either.
No, thank you. I would have to die.
The pressure's on you guys.
No. I did three. I've done one.
You contributed.
I've done.
Okay, the
above average.
The high school report. Any questions on that?
No.
We don't get the comparison, so I don't know if we're more.
I wish we would. I thought we asked for that.
We
last
did,
year,
but she said that for some reason
Well, I guess if I weren't so lazy, I can go back and look.
Yeah, we could look at last month.
I thought they'd be flooding in, but apparently, I don't know, maybe the houses aren't available or what it is.
Have you looked at the real estate in Canyon?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
There's nothing.
Yeah, but even what's available is expensive. But relatively speaking, but if you look at the other towns at Send, we're still the cheapest.
There's not a lot available.
There's not a lot available.
No. It's only, it's equivalent to the state standard and
$40,000. There's one, yeah, one that just, a small log cabin just came up and it's like
$369.
Oh, really?
Okay,
but, sorry. I have, okay, for the high school enrollment, I have November 1st, and the total was 164.
Oh.
So it's gone down to 158. So, I don't know.
Do you know what year?
So that's six.
Okay, wait, hold on. Where was I? All right, so we got...
I might have seen something else.
Grade 9 is down. Wait, grade 9 is down. Grade 10 is down one child. Grade 11 is down two kids. And grade 12 is down one child.
Three from Central, three from Picket.
And three from, yeah, 1, 3, 6, 78. Yeah, three from Picket. Mm-hmm. 1, 1, 13, 2. Yeah. Mm. So.
So the maximum they're saying that you can contribute to charter schools is the state plus $2,000. And I believe the state is $3,900 or somewhere around there. So okay. Each kid.
$5,900.
Yeah. At least that's what it's saying on the charter school thing. That's okay.
It. We'll find out. We'll get it.
And that's any age. That's not just high school. That's middle school. Or
Okay. We'll get a good explanation from Stephanie.
That would affect things, all right? If you had 7% go out, your operating expenses are going to be the same here. It's going to raise the cost per child.
But if it's high school, then we don't have to pay the full tuition.
Right, but she says they budget for it anyway, so they can't spend it because we have a bottom line budget.
Well, you know what? You're not really, if it's your state contribution, then you're not just not getting that state income back in, right? So it's not really
huge. Is that
the
way they do it?
Yeah.
By the number of kids. Yeah.
Right.
But, well, and we'll find out how many kids we have in charter school. Maybe we only have two.
The maximum district percent of 10% of a district's residence pupil may transfer to a charter school.
10%. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Charter schools coordinate that.
I think it's per charter school.
It's cold in its own, though.
Yeah, well, it's, but they're.
But
they're,
I think people have a different philosophy. I think
their home is way down.
It's well, it's because all the surrounding towns now don't have to send to Manchester schools, and so it's mostly now all Manchester kids, right?
That might be.
What's that?
Is it mostly Manchester kids now?
Not sure, but it's they're down 40%.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what's down?
It's been going steadily
down.
The last
2 years, they've been down 40%.
Wow.
What do we have? We still have some attorney. What, 13. No, we still have 13.
But our biggest year was the 7 from the junior year that they didn't allow to go to Pinkerton that year. That was the year we were negotiating out of our contract, and they wouldn't let anybody
but
go to Pinkerton.
They must be happy with it because they're still there.
They still stay.
Well, yeah, but it's going to be tough.
That's a lot of
time.
Money for tuition.
It sure is.
Yeah, I think if you pay taxes, I just feel that way. But, boy, I mean, no, it's a wonderful school. But, oh, Doreen, you did it.
Okay, any other business that we'd like to cover tonight? Now, next month, we really are going to cancel the meeting. So that's March 14th, the day after town meeting.
Okay. So do we have to meet at the town meeting or anything
no,
like that?
No, we don't have to do that whole routine.
Okay.
Because it's just voting. It's just paper ballot. So.
Good.
No. So we don't have to meet. So we don't. So we'll get back together in April 11th, which would be the second Wednesday.
So that's roughly about 5 kids.
I'd like to thank Paul because this is his last meeting.
I'm just going to say the same thing. Just a nice, calm, steady influence on the committee.
This is the five kids. Right? Mm-hmm. That's exactly. Yep. That's 5 kids.
By fact.
Yep. I know, two.
You shouldn't ask him his opinion.
I know, I should never do that, but I make a mistake. Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll motion.
Paul moves to adjourn, all right. Is there a second?
Paul, we are gonna.